said before you feel like you have to prove a lot to people. What do you feel like you have to prove?
Just prove that, you know, I know my scheme and that my teammates can trust me and that, you know, I don't have to, one of my teammates don't have to worry about looking over at me saying, okay, is DeMontre going to do his job? Is he going to run the right technique or the proper technique? So that's my thing. It's just going out and, you know, making sure that nobody has to worry about me and just prove to them that, you know, they brought me here for a reason, that I'm ready.
You feel like, along those lines, do you ever go into a game thinking that this is going to be a breakout game for me where I can totally take it over? Do you ever think that?
No, I think that every week. You know, anytime I step on the field, I think, you know, it's going to be a breakout game for me, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna leave 110% out there on the field, and, you know, that's all I can do. And when we go out there, you know, it's proven in the past that I can make plays, so, you know, just go out there and do what I can do.
How does it jack you up, though, when you hear your GM saying, I want to see him on the field more?
I mean, it does, but at the end of the day, you know, it's just talking. People are just talking. Like, yes, it makes me excited, but I don't look at the media. Since a while back, I don't read my own press clippings or anything like that. You know, people tell me about it, but me, myself, I'm just going in there just trying to play. That's all it's about at the end of the day. If I go in there and play, everything else will take care of itself. So I can't lie, though. You know, when I get a few phone calls or text messages, people saying, oh, you know, your GM said this, you know, it gets me a little excited. So.
Are you at all surprised that it hasn't come quicker? We saw that game against Pittsburgh in that preseason opener.
I was a little surprised. I could say more so my first year. This year, I mean, I didn't really have any expectations. My first year, I had a lot of expectations and I got disappointed. But this year, I took more of a mindset of, let me go in here and do everything on my end. That way, you know, if I do everything on my end, it's proven in the past that it'll work out for me. So it's, I would say more so, you know, it would be that, if that makes sense.
Having a a breakout game or having a lot big opportunity on Monday night against Andrew Luck, I would think would be a good combination.
Oh yeah, definitely would. Any day I can have a great day would be, it'd be a good thing. But to do it on Monday night and against Andrew Luck, who, arguably people are putting him up there as one of the best quarterbacks in the game, which he is an elite quarterback and one of the top quarterbacks. But, you know, if I can go out there and have a great game against him and, you know, we can go out here and do what we need to do to get the W, that'll make it even, you know, it'll be icing on the cake, so.
Is he the kind of quarterback where his build is such that you need to make sure to wrap up more than other quarterbacks?
Definitely. He's a big quarterback. He's talented. He has a tremendous arm, but he also has speed. That's what a lot of people forget. You know, with him being a combination of him being that big and, you know, having some giddy up to him, it makes it that much harder because you don't know if you got to pay attention to him coming on the scramble or if, you know, he's going to bomb it deep. So, you know, it does make it a little more challenging.